has been your experience about holiday spending and how it can affect married couples?
Well, holiday spending can be a real source of conflict and stress. It shouldn't be that way, but that's the reality of it. And a lot of that comes from three things. One is making assumptions. We assume we know what the other partner wants, and that's not necessarily true. The second is not having a vision, and the third is not being intentional. But what I want to encourage all of the listeners to know is that this year can be different. You can choose a Bible verse that will be your anchor through the good and the bad, Ephesians 4:2-3, which says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
Amen. So we have to really work together, don't we?
That's right. Intentionally.
I know. I tell you, it can be a stressful time, but as you said, it should not be that way, and it doesn't have to be that way.
That's right.
I know you recently received some emails from several couples with questions about their situations. Would you like to answer some of these that you've selected that our listeners can probably relate to?
Oh, yes.
All right. Yes. What was question number one that you received you want to expound on?
Well, the first question is, what strategies that you can use to get both parties to make wise decisions when making purchases and not overspend? I think we can all relate to that one.
I know. My husband and myself, we've been doing this back and forth, and we're not going to do this, but just tell the people how they can solve that problem.
Well, it's three steps. First, you need to decide what your objective is. Second, decide if spending money is the best way to meet that objective. And then third is to decide how much to spend. You might think that's the first step, but that's actually the last step. So your objective, first of all, remember your verse. We're going to be gentle and humble. We're going to treasure each other's hearts, no judgment. But decide what it is you're trying to do here. Are you trying to give somebody something that you know they really want, need, or would enjoy? Or is there a different objective? Are you trying to do penance because you've had a bad year with these people? Are you trying to live vicariously because you didn't get what you wanted as a child? Are you trying to fit into expectations of your extended family? A lot of people come from families where we do Christmas big, no matter how much money we have in the bank. So really determine, what are you trying to achieve? Second, determine if spending money is actually the best way to meet that objective. Is money going to resolve it? Is it really going to make it go away and get better? If money is not the answer to whatever this issue is, then you need to pray about what is. I promise you, it is worth it to have these issues resolved and not keep throwing money at them every Christmas. And then the third thing, once you've decided, yes, this is worth spending money on, money is the best way to meet this objective, then you decide how much to spend. And that equals looking at your bank account, seeing how much money you actually have, not how much limit you have left on your credit card, but how much cash you actually have. And that key word there, cash. You want to divide it up, three categories. What are we going to spend on family and friends? What are we going to spend on our children? What are we going to spend on each other? And then once you've divided it up, take the cash out of the bank. Decide this is the finite amount. Once it's gone, it's gone. But be creative. Enjoy yourselves. And as you part with each dollar bill, remember, that hurts a little bit more than swiping a card. So remember, I'm making a good decision by using cash. We're on the same page, and we're not going into debt.
You know what? We're going to have to clone you to kind of put you in everybody's home for this Christmas, because these are some great tips. And sometimes we think that cash is the answer, and a lot of times we spend more than we can afford, mm-hmm. and then worry about it the first of the year. Isn't that right?
That's right.
I know. How do we teach our kids the meaning of Christmas in a consumer-driven world? Now, this is very important.
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, this is an easy one.
Okay.
The meaning of Christmas, everybody who's listening knows what it is. It's not consumerism. It is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is Emmanuel, God with us. So the best way to teach this to your children is, first of all, spend more time talking about that than you do about anything else. The things you're busy with, what do they want for Christmas, all those need to take a back seat to really deliberately talking about Christmas. We do a celebration of Advent at my house, which forces us every single day. We are going to sit down and we are going to celebrate this. And then the other thing to do, this is radical, turn off the TV.
Oh my goodness. I know you just struck a nerve now. Say that again, Naya.
Turn it off. Just 3 weeks, you can do it. Turn the TV off, because it's the commercials that are fueling that sense of discontentment. I suffer from that myself. I never really thought about jewelry or this gadget or that gadget until somebody on TV suggested it to me. If the TV's off, I'm not really thinking about those things, and a lot of times I'm really happy with a homemade gift.
I tell you, it means more if somebody gives from from the heart. That's amen. Right. And then a lot of times, too, Naya, I know we try to outdo the other person.
Yes.
You know, somebody gave me a $25 gift. Well, I need to give them a $30 gift. But that's
right.
not what it's all about,
is
it?
It's not.
It's not. And kids, as you said, they're looking at TV, and that's why they put these commercials on back to back. And they know exactly when the children are looking, and especially us as well.
That's right. And you know what? My children, a lot of times, they didn't have a bunch of stuff they wanted, but we would go out, and every single person was coming up to them. What do you want for Christmas? What's Santa going to bring you? And I was trying to make a signal to tell them to be quiet. Don't put these ideas in their heads, please.
I know, because otherwise they would never even know about all
That's
this
right.
stuff.
That's right.
I'm serious. I know you got several people that emailed you after the last show, and they had several questions. And what was the top third one that you got?
The third one is, I want to start our own family traditions, but how do I tell my wife that I don't want to spend money traveling to my in-laws this Christmas?
Oops.
Now, this is a tricky one. I said the last one was easy, so this one is a little trickier. But here's what I would say. The first thing you want to do is be careful about how you frame this. Make sure you frame it, present it in a way that's not going to put your wife on the defensive. So what you want to do is focus the conversation in a positive direction. So instead of talking about what I don't want to do or what I stop doing or I hate doing, talk about what you want to start doing. Honey, I want to dream with you about what our family Christmas is going to look like. I want something special. I want something unique. Ask for her ideas. Share your ideas. Make this a loving time. It can be a romantic discussion.
Mm.
And then once you open that up, listen. And she may be sharing some emotion. She might actually see through this and say, what you're really saying is you don't want to go to my parents this year. And if that comes up, acknowledge what she's saying. And then just continue the discussion in a way that's loving and open. But if it goes the wrong way and it becomes an argument, just don't shut it down. It's worth it to talk it through and try to resolve this. Try to get on the same page. And as I always encourage people, if you can't talk it through yourselves, please get another godly couple that you can bounce some of these things off of. There's a good chance they've been through this before. Nobody is ever experiencing any conflict in their marriage that has never been experienced before. So getting a little bit of input from someone who you know is walking in victory in their marriage and they love each other and are willing to help is really worth it.
Amen. Naya, I tell you, it's not what we say. Sometimes it's how we say it.
That's
Isn't
right.
that right?
That's right.
Amen. We can say something and really not mean it and really hurt, because words are very hurtful at sometimes.
That's right.
So as you say, do everything together in a loving, godly way.
That's it.
That's it? Is that kind of the key?
That's the key. That is the key. We're going to love and cherish each other. We're going to come through this season. Listen, it's a short season.
Amen.
You've got 11 more months that you want to be in peace and harmony with these people who are in your lives, not just your spouse. And so this is an opportunity to set the tone for that and to resolve some issues so that they don't come back to bite you next Christmas.
Amen.
Join the revolution at NiaDavenport.com. That's N-I-A Davenport.com. Thank you for listening.